Please help me welcome Cathal Connolly from .NET Nuke. He's actually on the core team with .NET Nuke, handling all their security stuff. So take it away.
Okay. Hopefully this is on. Yeah. Okay. Hello, everybody, and actually thanks to Microsoft for inviting us to come here and show off some .NET Nuke integration. Okay, we have this screen up here. We're big fans of WebMatrix and Razor. Not really unsurprising, as Razor was partly written by an old alumni of us of .NET Nuke. For anybody who's ever used .NET Nuke, the reports module that was written by a teenage version of the guy who helped write Razor. But for those who don't know, .NET Nuke were the largest ASP.NET web content management platform on the Microsoft platform. That's what my boss describes it as. Far too many words. But we're essentially a large CMS running on ASP.NET. We've been going for about 8 years, and we're somewhere in the region of about 6 million downloads. So as a free open source offering. But for a long time, we've supported a number of scenarios, Visual Studio, running natively within IIS, using starter kits. But WebMatrix offers an interesting way to go around things, and we're noticing more and more people using the integrated platform installer and WebMatrix. So I'm just going to give a quick demo here of how we have it. So what I have here is, in classic Blue Peter style, a site I prepared last night, or that somebody else prepared for me. So if it breaks, it's somebody else's fault, which is always the right thing to say. So for a start, WebMatrix has a very nice, simple integration. In here, I'll just say open site as WebMatrix. So nice folder level integration. You don't have to really think too much about it. So if I click on site here, I can see already that it's picked up. If I click on files, in fact, I can see that it's got my .NET Nuke site, and it's got the various files under it. If I went to database, I would get it. So now if I just go through, thankfully this is, it's still set in .NET 4.0, as I'm going to be showing Razor, just in case you're ever doing this yourself, periodically that will be defaulted to .NET 2.0, so you'll want to check. But if I go, here we are, and click on this localhost link. The demo gods are going to curse me. Thank you. So let me just close this down and try again. Okay. Aha. Why don't we open the folder at the right level? So that's looking a bit more like it. So if I go ahead here now and hit this, I get something a little less depressing and terrifying to happen on camera. Okay. So, I have a .NET Nuke site pre-loaded, but as mentioned, somebody else actually wrote this, so I can never remember their incredibly complex password with a zero and a hash here. So what we're going to do is log in. Now, our support for Razor comes in a couple of different forms. I don't want to use the word use case, but I guess it's the only option. We see a couple of different scenarios where you're going to have, you want to get some immediate functionality within your .NET Nuke portal itself, and you don't want to have to dive into some sort of development tool, or perhaps you're more comfortable at a scripting level, or you've come from a classic ASP or PHP background, and you don't want to be thinking about events and multiple files, you just want to get stuff done. So this is the stuff done part of the demonstration. We ship, since our last version, which was released about a month ago, we ship with what's called the Razor Host Module. So if I go ahead here and actually add the Razor Host Module, I get a very boring, nothing happening here screen. But if I go ahead and actually hit Edit Script, I'll see here that I have some nice looking Razor script, some CSHTML. So I can immediately go in and start entering. Now, there's a number of script options that we ship out of the box. These are just more helpers and pointers and, for people to familiarize themselves with the syntax. But I'm just going to load one now. This is, as Joshua showed earlier, the Razor syntax itself is, it's relatively straightforward. You would use you know, at or the at symbol to say it's going to be here. And it contains lots of simplistic but very nice and easy to use flow control ifs and loops and so on. But here what we're seeing, if I can control and plus it here, is we can see that we're actually pulling in some, if you, let me just bump that up another one. We're actually pulling in some .NET Nuke references here, that rather than just doing HTML on some small items, we're actually going to do full integration with .NET Nuke. So we're actually going to also utilize one of the built-in helpers, the scripting helper. So we're going to go through here, do a bit of logic here, going and getting users by their role, going and getting details of them. And then once we've got some data, then we're flicking back into a HTML, and we have a nice loop here where we start, pardon me, embedding some content. So again, if you've come from an ASP classic or PHP background, this interleaving of script and rendered output is all very familiar. So that's, if I just say that's active and save the script in return, I get a nice, relatively straightforward. I get a drop-down which has been populated with the list of roles for this site. And then if I go and select something like this and hit a refresh, then I get a templated view of some details. And that's just pulling straight from user records that were set up. And a couple of these guys are my boss. It's nice to know that they're always looking over my shoulder, making sure I'm being good. So it's all very nice. It's the kind of thing that in the past you would have gone and created a, you know, a one-page module or something like that. We use a modular architecture to build up the render of each page. Whereas now you can simply go in, add it, you can, you know, make a mild edit, save, look at it, make an edit, save, look at it. So it's a lot more a quicker process. But obviously, I wouldn't necessarily want to have to email around or cut and paste scripts between multiple installations of .NET Nuke. So we also support the ability to create reusable Razor scripts that you could reuse in other sites. You know, maybe if you're going from your development environment to your staging or your production, or that you could even actually package and make available as an open source project, or put it through. You know, sales platform. We have Snow Covered ourselves, which is the place where the majority of our modules and skins are sold. So if we just actually go and have a quick look at something like that. So I'm going to go into our module definitions. Now, just beforehand, I'm going to click back into the files and actually drill down, because again, someone wrote this, so it's pre-prepared. Now, normally I would be, you know, going into actually do this, but if I look into this Eventbrite folder, I'll see I have two simple files. If I look into the ASCX, it's a mighty one line of code, and really all it is saying that I'm the name of a file, look for a Razor file in the folder with the same name, beginning with an underscore, and then go and do some Razor magic and give me output. In our next version, we're hoping this will go away altogether, and you'll just drop a simple Razor file. So, but here's the simple Razor file that we have here. So now you get a little bit of syntax help or highlighting here, so you might want to work in this kind of environment. But I'm just going to flick back, go into the module definitions here and say create a new module. Because somebody pre-prepared the code for me, I can say I'm going to create it from an existing control. I'm going to say you're going to find that existing control in this particular folder. It goes ahead and finds that, and then I can give it a name, so I'll call it Eventbrite Demo, and a description, Demo. So I'll say create. So at that point, I now have it listed in here, and it's there. So that means it's a first-class citizen in .NET Nuke terms. It's there, it can be installed, you can lock down its security, you can make it premium. You know, it can build up a history. You can make sure that if it has any dependencies, that you know, on uninstall of something else won't affect it. So it's a full first-class citizen. But if we go to the home page, well, actually, let's create just a temporary page here. And hello, and I'm going to call it test. and none at all. So on my test page here, now I should have an Eventbrite demo option there. So hello. Ah, there we go. So if I go ahead, I can actually look in and see in here that all it's doing is using, in this case, it's actually using the Eventbrite helper. It's going and using a couple of values to go and grab some data, and it has a nice loop, and it's just presenting an unordered list. So that's nice, that's handy, but we want something a bit richer. So what I would, if we go in here, so here's one I prepared earlier. So if I go through, what I'm going to do in this case is I'm going to update it for to use this helper, as Josh mentioned earlier. There's a number of helpers. So we have a nice grid helper here. So nothing too complicated. At grid, get HTML. Here's the name of some columns. Go do the magic. So if I go back and hit F5 here, I've now got something a bit nicer, a bit more formatted. You know, I haven't had to write anything much in the way of code, but I have a sortable paging list of data. So that in itself is quite nice. Again, that's something reusable and fairly easy to use. But we also have somebody put together this just as a richer option. Oh, apologies. So in this case, I have an Eventbrite helper, and I have a particular method that I'm going to call that actually builds a grid. I'm going to pass it through. It's using count colon 10. It actually happens to accept 3 parameters, but they're all optional. So in this case, I just want a simple, give me a nice looking list and give me 10 items. So. Oh, I didn't save. Thank you. I only did that to make sure you're all paying attention. One of you was paying attention, so okay. And now we have something that's certainly a bit prettier, and obviously, you know, that's nice and easy to use. But you can see from the amount of syntax, even your most rudimentary users or your users in your organization who are confident, you know, in scripting or perhaps scripting at the Excel level, wouldn't find it overly difficult to type a single line of code to get a nice format. So again, that's quite nice, but as mentioned, as we're a first-class citizen, I've now sat and I've got something that I like the look of, and I think that this is something that I could reuse in my organization or sell. I think I could sell my 2 lines of code here. So I can go in to my host, back to my module definitions page, and I can go and find my Eventbrite demo. And then, I'm not going to go through this for the sake of brevity, but if at the bottom here, if I wanted to, I can fill in standard fields, licensing, and so on. And then I can hit Create Package. And if I follow through the wizard, it will create a zip file. And that zip file can be installed in any .NET Nuke installation. Now, you can also, if you're going to install it in a .NET Nuke installation that doesn't have Razor, you can add the Razor dependencies as well. So that's essentially the story, the end-to-end. As you can see, WebMatrix is a great environment for starting up an existing site. I could have demonstrated from pulling it from the App Gallery, but you're going to see a good demo of Joomla doing that later, I believe. But once it's in place, it's nice and easy to open up in WebMatrix. You can see that straight out of the box, you can work with Razor, and you can see how easy it is to package your components up and redistribute them. So thanks very much for your attention, and any questions, grab me at the break or what's up. Okay, cheers.
That was cool. At least I thought so. Do you guys think that was cool? All right, let's give him one more hand here. Thank you. All right. And let's get back into here. Okay, so this is where we ended up here with .NET Nuke as our demo. So far you've seen a couple of different flavors of doing development with WebMatrix. You've seen creating something from scratch. You've seen starting with one of the great open source projects that are out there in the world. And then what we're going to do now is we're going to take a short break. And we've got a couple of things going on at the break. We've got Dave Northey over here, who's not paying attention, but he is demoing a bunch of Windows Phone devices and so on and so forth. And we have Will Craddock over here, who is showing off some cool Slate devices, and you've got a Dell Duo and some other fun stuff back there as well. We also have some drinks and some appetizers in the reception room where you first came in. You can grab those and head back. When we get back from the break, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about PHP on the Microsoft Web stack, and we're going to have Ryan Osmick from Joomla come talk about that, and then we'll also dive pretty deep after that into an ASP.NET MVC3 demo and show you some of the stuff that's going on in that world. So several more flavors of web development yet to come. So with that, let's take a short break. Thank you.